How would you explain to someone who knows nothing about writing why it is so exciting and so important to you?
I think writers are driven to write. I think there is a compulsion that comes with the cells, the genes. And if you have that compulsion, you can't resist it. You must write. So I'm such a person, I believe, and most of the writers I know are such people. You either have it or you don't. The urge and the ability. Those who have it have to be true to it.
The road to success can take many turns, and there are certainly roadblocks and detours. I'm sure you've had setbacks along the way. And what did you learn from them? I mean, how did you deal with those setbacks?
I can't think of a setback. I think I have been fortunate to have achieved a reputation as a writer, but that doesn't seem terribly important to me. I don't think I write for success. I write because I can. As William Gass once said, when somebody asked him for whom he wrote, if I remember rightly, he said, "Well, I don't write for myself. That would be self-serving. I don't write for an audience. That would be pandering. I write for the thing that is trying to be born." And that's pretty much how I look at it. You know, I have the creative ability to produce something, and that's the main thing. If you do that, you have fulfilled your promise.
You're sitting next to a computer here. How do you write today on that computer?
Yeah, I have an interesting history of writing. I started out longhand, and then I went to a typewriter when typewriters were ancient machines. I had a Smith Corona that is a museum relic. Then I went to these fancy typewriters, IBM, the ones that use the ball. I remember I was using that for a long time. And then I went to the computer. Basically, I write on a computer, but I always keep a pad and pencil nearby, and I go back and forth.
How do you deal with criticism? Certainly, there are those who have been critics of your work.
Well, I don't deal with it. I have been offended by reviews that are critical, but not much, and not for very long. I think that people are entitled to their opinion, and they can say what they want. But I also think the writer has the right to be judged by his peers, those who know what he's up to and what he's about and can really make an accurate judgment. And there are a lot of critics who don't fill that bill. But I've learned to ignore most critics. I don't read reviews much, and I don't pay attention to them when I do.